Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Our next topic, understandably, gets a huge reaction any time we discuss it, and that is the issue of special education provision. The government has set up a task force on special education planning and provision in the Dublin 15 area, and the job of this task force is to examine the processes involved in providing special education placements and to help better understand the challenges related to forward planning for special education provision as well. And the plan is to roll out a common application process to all special education and education school places once the trial in Dublin 15 concludes. But is a question. Is it going far enough at a time where there are record levels of waiting lists and parents struggling to find a place in school for their children? Well, to discuss this now, I'm joined by Minister of State with responsibility for special education and inclusion, Hildegard Nocton, who joins me from our Galway studio. And here with me in Dublin is People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might ask you, Minister Hildegard Nocton, to explain this new task force, first of all.
Good evening, Cormac. So I've been in this role for 7 months, and I suppose I hit the ground running, travelling all around the country, meeting parents, schools, principals, talking to the NCSE, the National Council for Special Education. And, you know, one of the real big hotspots across the country was Dublin 15, and they share the same issues that many other parents right across the country face, where they do not know where their child with additional needs is going to be next September. They're applying to maybe 10, 20 schools, and there is a huge amount of stress when every other child knows where they're going to be in you know, February, March, April, where they're going to be the following September. These children, these parents don't. So what I set up was a task force, because I met these parents, many of them, and this is completely not acceptable, had to come to Dáil Éireann, protest outside Dáil Éireann. It's not fair on families that they're put in a position where they feel they have to fight for their basic right to education. So if
and
we
what's
can crack,
the task force going to do?
So the task force has already had its first meeting, which I attended last week. So the parents are part of this. They're absolutely going to be key to this. The Department of Education are on it, the NCSE, the HSE are on it as well, the Department of Children, because we need to know, you know, these children coming up along the line, those early milestones in a child's life where they're not meeting those milestones. It should not be a surprise when a child goes into junior infants that they have an additional need. So these are the people around the table, as well as the Department of Education, and the schools, the patrons and the boards of management.
Okay, and what will they do?
So what we want to do, and the objective here is, and they're going to report back by the end of April next year, is to make sure that there is a pipeline now and there's proper planning for September 2025 for children in the Dublin 15 area where they are earmarked, where the NCSE know exactly where these children are, what schools their parents want them to, where they want to go to school. The schools are in the loop, because at the moment the NCSE don't always have this information. Parents apply to schools, and the NCSE, who provide the special classes, open up the new special education places, are not aware sometimes of the numbers. So it's to close that information gap, but also to bring into the room early years, so that we're flagging it in advance and planning properly.
Okay, so proper planning here, is a phrase you've used a few times.
And we can roll it across the country then if we get a good model here, but the schools and the patrons and the boards of management have a key role.
And I'd love to know from families, 51551, what they think of this, in the Dublin 15 area in particular. Why is this being done only now before a general election and not, let's say, a decade ago when Fine Gael was in power?
I don't agree that it's only been done now. I suppose, as I say, I'm in the role 7 months. One of the first issues that came up was, well, there's a number of issues the parents have, access to therapies, but the number one is access to a school place. And that's why straight away I engaged with those parents who came to Dáil Éireann around the country, and I want this task force to work.
Is this not a new task force? You're saying it's not being
done? It is a new task force.
Oh, so this is only being done now. So why not? Why wasn't this done years ago?
Well, the NCSE have been working, the National Council for Special Education, with the Department of Education, engaging with schools. A part of the reason why, I suppose, there wasn't enough movement in relation to this, the NCSE said that they didn't have enough resources. CNOs on the ground, the CNOs are the people who engage with schools, engage with parents, and I suppose can help the schools and help parents forward plan. So what we've done is increase the resources of the NCSE. I put 13 million in and we now have 120 CNOs on the ground. Okay. And this is really, really important where they're meeting with parents, because I've heard parents saying, well, I never met my CNO. I don't know who my CNO is. Okay. That's not acceptable.
And so I could go back and ask you why CNOs, the resources weren't put in place for the NCSE to do this a decade ago. But I'll get Paul Murphy's reaction to this. This is a good thing. It's about proper planning, Paul.
Yes, it will be a good thing to have proper planning. It's a very good question as to why it hasn't happened a long time ago. But having a centralised application process, it clearly makes sense. It will save parents the trouble of applying to 10, 20, 30, 32 schools in the case of one mother who I know and didn't get a place for her child at the end of those 32 schools. But it won't deal with the fundamental issue, which is about having appropriate school places available for children in their local communities.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because you can have a centralised application process and it just speeds up the point of understanding that, oh, there are no appropriate places. Every single school in this country should have a special class, at least one special class. Every single child should have the right to go to school with their brother or sister in their local school of choice, in their local community, along with other kids from their neighbourhood. That is clear best practice, unless they need to go to a special school. And that is not what is currently happening.
I'm sure that's about to change. Can I clarify that?
Yep.
Surely this isn't a process, Minister, to expose that there are no local school places for students.
I agree with Paul, and this is where we want to reach a point where a child can attend a school with their siblings, with their peers, in a special class, in a mainstream school, or if the parents want them in a special school. And that's why I've allocated in this budget 768 extra special ed teachers and 1,600 SNAs, the highest number ever SNAs allocated. Because that will help with Paul's issue there around special classes.
We can't have special classes if you don't have the people. If I may ask you a question. So this centralised system and proper planning is good, looks good. But at the end of it, is there a commitment that once the parents and the student applies to a local school, that they will have a place there? Is there that commitment?
So at the moment, we have capacity. There are adequate places out there for the children. But the problem is that it's often not in the school where parents want their child to attend.
So
as I said in the budget, part of the solution here is to make sure that we have extra places. We have 400 new special classes have been sanctioned across the country this year. And in budget 2025, we'll add a further 400 special classes. So we'll have over 3,000 special classes across the country. But also you need to have the SNAs, and we have more than ever, the highest number ever, allocated special ed teachers. But also as part of this, we need capital funding, which I secured. This is all part of Paul's issue. We need capital funding, which I secured in this budget as well, to make sure that we can have these classes.
In September of this year, you had 120 parents still left without appropriate places for their kids. Some of them ended getting up someplace, somewhere in the country. At least 55 families were left with home tuition. You have thousands of children who are on reduced hours in schools because they don't have the appropriate resources. You have almost 20,000 children are bused out of their communities on a daily basis at an annual cost of close to 80 million euros, sometimes bused, taxied halfway across the country in a way that is completely disruptive, very unsustainable for families. And at the heart of all of this, and I agree with the Minister on this, is the issue of resources. Only about a third of our primary schools have special classes. Just over a half of our secondary schools have special classes. Like, that is the answer. We need to have, if the schools are given the resources, both in terms of capital funding, in terms of SNAs, in terms of teachers, we will get those schools open, and schools, children will actually be able to go to school locally in their community. That's what needs to happen.
Paul right, Minister? Are you putting together a proper centralised system of communication and planning, but without the resources for next September now?
I'm actually saying the opposite. That's what I've done in this budget. I've increased the number of SNAs by 1,600, the highest ever, increased the number of special ed teachers. I've also put funding for the first time ever into what we call transitions. So children moving from primary school into secondary school and having supports around that move.
But that's still not enough, is it?
This is the first time in any budget this has happened. And
I know,
also,
but you can't
what
give
I want
families
to
a commitment.
That, well, so
you
I can't am. Give I'm family. Giving them the commitment.
Oh, so you are.
Let
me ask this
if
question,
I can finish the sentence.
I may.
I'm giving
no, but
the
this
commitment
is very
of the
important.
Road of travel here of what
I
want.
Understand. No, a road of travel is different. So the question I have is, and you're saying in this communication that families need not apply to multiple schools anymore, that there will be one application to a school of their choice. Now, if they do that, are you sure that the place will be available for them? Or what happens if the school says, I'm sorry, we don't have the resources?
And that is why this task force has been set up. Senator Eimear Curry highlighted this issue with me at a very early stage. She has schools in Dublin 15 who have come on board, who are going to be part of this pilot common application process. And the schools are key in this because they have the knowledge as well around the children coming in to their school or who will be applying.
But with where we respect do not for want, you, after
so,
13 years
so
of,
the
of
task
Fine Gael
force,
government,
if I,
a task force?
Yeah, if I could just finish, because this is what people want to hear and parents want to hear. They want a solution. I'm very aware that people are listening, mothers, fathers listening, going, I've heard all this before. Mm-hmm. And I'm very aware of that. And that's why this task force has to work. That's why the parents are on it, who've gone through this position, gone through this process many, many times. They're going to be working with the NCSE, with the schools, to make sure, and the Department of Education, to make sure there's this one-stop shop where people can access, when I say people, department, NCSE, know the children that are coming up along the line who will need a special class,
Paul,
and where they need it. And if we get this right in Dublin 15, which is the hot spot in the whole country, I believe we can roll it out across the country. I'm not saying it's easy.
I'm
said
sure
this to
it's
the
a
task
hot spot for wherever
week.
The families are.
But we need to crack this.
And
the common application process, that's kind of at the start point. That's when the parents are saying, OK, now we need to get a place for next September. We're very, very late, even for Dublin 15, in terms of September 2025, for this task force to be getting off the ground now, never mind the country as a whole. But when you get the applications, then you will next get to the point of where are the schools? And unless we actually put the resources in to ensure that every school in the country, and the government has not given this commitment that that's the target, to get to a position where every school in the country has special classes.
You have to acknowledge that Rome wasn't built in a day. This framework of communication and planning will help us get there someday.
Certainly, but Fine Gael has been in power now for 5,000 days. This is an issue. I mean, it's interesting that they're responding in terms of Dublin 15. It's because of a lot of pressure by campaigning parents who shouldn't have to speak out about their situations, about what they're facing, parents who have enough on their plate, have been forcing this issue along. And that's good. It's good that the government is feeling the pressure. But what we need to have, we should have a commitment that we're going to have special classes in every school across the country to ensure that children can actually go
locally.
Let
me read some of the text in this to 51551. Mags says, as a junior infant teacher, many preschools do not feel it's their place to highlight concerns to parents and suggest an assessment of need. Within a week, an experienced junior infant teacher will observe the needs. Early intervention at 2 or 3 is essential to have all supports in place and ready to go. Perhaps public health nurses have a role too, says Mags. Another, what's the point in having the pilot scheme if additional capacity is not available in these Dublin 15 schools? Yes, parents won't have to apply to multiple schools, but it's still the same result in lack of school places if additional capacity is not there. Another minister that I can put to you, as a teacher, there are far too many children placed in mainstream who can't cope with it. There are not enough special classes in our schools and all children are missing out. Teachers and SNAs are overstretched trying to support all these children. It's almost impossible for schools to get extra SNA support, which means one SNA could be supporting 6+ children in a mainstream class, which isn't good for anyone.
Yeah, and I acknowledge and really good points made, Mags, around early years and identifying early in a child's life if there are additional needs that we can be planning for that. And that is the role of the NCSE and the CNOs, working with schools to be able to plan for that. And we need to be resourcing it as we're doing in every single county across the country. Just in relation to that common application system, applications are opening up next week for all of the schools in that common application area. And also the NCSE are going to be holding clinics for parents parents every week in schools to help with the applications, and we're starting with Powerstown
with no guarantee
next
of a
Wednesday.
Place, but there aren't going to be extra resources.
What we're working towards. How do you know that, Paul?
But I'm telling you the budget.
Yes, and that's the role of the NCSE.
But what I'm asking you.
Let's not talk over each other.
Can I just. Like
the role of the NCSE is to actually provide the
resources. Let me hear Paul
and I'll
come back to you in a minute, I promise. Yeah.
So we're going to have this common application process in Dublin 15. Great. Is the minister saying that as a result of that common application process, by September 2025, there will be schools that will have special classes that otherwise would not have special classes?
Okay.
Otherwise, we're just kind of more efficiently not allocating the spare resources.
Isn't that the aim of the task force, to identify children who will need a place in September 2025 in Dublin 15, and it is the role of the NCSE to work with the department to ensure that they have those classes?
That's the whole point of the task force. You can text us to 51551, you can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32, but for the moment, Minister Hildegard Nocton, thank you very much indeed. Paul Murphy of People Before Profit, thank you as well.